expectations. So
Katie, was the strategy behind that to serve for tomorrow's 200 free?
Yeah. What Bruce told me to do was 900 easy, 300 build, and 300 my choice. And to be honest, it did feel pretty easy. I wasn't kicking much, and I think breaking that record is just a testament to the work I've put in and the shape that I'm in right now. That, you know, I was able to do that. I'm in quite a bit of shock right now.
So Katie, your strategy was not to try to get time today and the place tomorrow.
No, I was like barely even focusing on this morning swim. I was just so relaxed. Like all my teammates knew that I was going 900 easy, 300 build, 300 choice. So I think they're probably like in the most shock. And
I realized
kind of towards the end, because I could see people, you know, waving, and I knew where my parents and brother and uncle were sitting, and I could see them waving as well. And it didn't even like spur me on at all. I didn't want to like even get up and race even harder, because I felt like if I just maintained the same pace I was holding, that maybe I would still get under it. And if I didn't, you know, I wasn't really expecting it. So
you never really brought your kick up that
no.
much.
That's no, crazy. Yeah, I think my pulling has improved a lot. You know, shout out to Andrew Gemmell. He's the fastest puller in the world, and I think you know, having Bruce as a coach, I do a little bit more pulling, and you know, I do kick a lot for a distance swimmer, and I think I did kind of decide to rest my legs a little bit and see what I could do just kind of pulling.
So how are you feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being great?
11. You know, just I feel great. You know, it's pretty, you know, it's probably one of the coolest world records I've broken, and you know, each one is really unique, but just sort of how relaxed I was and how calm, and it's just pretty neat, and hopefully I can carry that energy through the rest of the week.
So what do you think about, you know, is it just more like, let me get a medal tomorrow night and I've already got the world record taken care of?
Not necessarily. I mean, hopefully I can swim it, you know, pretty similar to how I swam it this morning, and maybe a little faster, but, you know, again, I didn't put much focus on this morning, so maybe I shouldn't do that tomorrow either. But yeah, tomorrow is going to be a tough day with the 200 as well, and hopefully I can get up and race that and the 1500, and should be an exciting day.
Jeff,
do you think that you will have to be as relaxed as today, tomorrow?
You know, finals, there's always a little bit more energy and excitement, so I've never been somebody that swum slower at finals, so hopefully I can be right on that or a little better, but you know, you never know.
But you will deal with the 200.
What's that?
You will have to deal with the 200.
Yeah, for sure. The 200 is going to be a big race, but I'm going to take it one race at a time. I should have 20 minutes in between, and that should be plenty of time. I should get a good warm down in between, so I'll be fine.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.